8000.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, April 12th. Currently with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 67%. The wind speed is south at 17 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.89. The dew point is 45 degrees, and the wind chill is 51 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The new $36 million Central Bank Sporting Complex in Kansas City's Northland is now open.
The 76-acre complex located at Highway 152 and North Platte Purchase Drive will serve as host for numerous sporting events. There are 10 multi-sport turf fields that can be used for events year-round, which means less travel for local soccer families. The developer looks to buy more land near speculated Royals ballpark site. In addition to soccer, the fields can be used for baseball, softball, flag football, lacrosse, and other sports. I'm Ramita Landrum.
Two people are being held in the Geary County Detention Center after their arrest in Saginaw County, Michigan. They were extradited back to Kansas. Stephen Pierce and Kaylee Peters were arrested on felony murder and aggravated murder charges in connection with the deaths of elderly couple Valerie Christman and Roland Christman. Officers in Michigan worked with Junction City Police on apprehending the suspects. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly reported that she signed House Bill 2269 that amends the Kansas Cigarette and Tobacco Products Act to raise the minimum age to 21 years old for the sale, purchase, or possession of cigarettes and other tobacco products. The bill passed the Kansas House on a 68-53 vote and the Senate on a 28-11 vote. Officials with the State Department of Revenue and the Department for Aging and Disability Services supported the measure, and public health officials believe raising the age to purchase tobacco products would reduce their use and the resulting health care costs. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable death, disease, and disability in the United States, and 9 out of 10 adults who smoke started by the age of 18. 41 other states have increased their legal age to 21, including the tobacco-producing states of Kentucky and Virginia. The federal government raised its age to 21 in 2019, and they told states that they'd have to enforce the higher age to receive federal funds for substance abuse programs. Supporters of the legislation include the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, the Kansas Chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Kansas Hospital Association, the Kansas National Education Association, and the University of Kansas Cancer Center. According to a statement from the office of U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, he and Kansas's 3rd District Representative Sharice Davids urge United States Postmaster General Louis DeJoy to address poor mail service in Kansas. They highlighted recent complaints received from Kansans who relied on the Postal Service to obtain medication, bills, tax returns, and more. And Senator Moran and Representative Davids also asked for an update on implementation of the Postal Service Reform Act, which is bipartisan legislation aimed at shoring up the Postal Service's finances and improving reliability for consumers. Senator Moran and Representative Davids stated they received numerous reports of significant mail delays impacting Kansans across the state. And in recent months, their offices have received a growing number of messages from Kansans concerned about missing mail, delayed postal delivery, and extended periods with no delivery service at all. Congress provided strong bipartisan action to improve the United States Postal Service by successfully passing postal reform legislation. The bipartisan legislation, which was signed into law 1 year ago with Senator Moran's and Representative David's support, is the Postal Service Reform Act, and it removes burdensome budget requirements that have contributed to the Postal Service's consistent financial troubles, saving the service $27 billion. And it also requires the mail to be delivered 6 days a week. It will also include transparency measures to ensure the United States Postal Service is making progress on service improvements. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly signed her 300th bipartisan bill, House Bill 2288, which increases access to professional counseling services by expanding the licensed professional counselor workforce. And with this bill, Kansas joins an interstate compact in which clinical counselors can practice in all compact states. Now, professional counselors can more easily move to and work in Kansas, and Kansans can receive telecounseling appointments from counselors in other states. Governor Kelly said this bipartisan bill accomplishes two important goals: expanding Kansas's workforce and making it easier for Kansans to receive the mental health care they need. She said this bill proves that on so many issues facing our state, the best legislation comes from compromise and collaboration, and finding common sense, middle-of-the-road solutions. This bill also amends the law to add a licensure fee relating to the privilege to practice under the compact. Governor Kelly also signed other bipartisan bills into law that include SB 120, which authorizes the Secretary of Health and Environment to adopt rules and regulations for an annual certification program that will approve the replacement of segments of water distribution systems. The program will also increase the amount of time a municipality will have to repay a loan from the Kansas Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund from 20 to 30 years. Sub HB 2021 extends the suspension of statutory speedy trial time limitations and provides that time during the COVID-19 public health emergency shall not be assessed against the state. And HB 2240 requires clerks of district courts to provide written notice to certain parties, including parents, guardians, and court-appointed special advocates, when a child is placed in a qualified residential treatment program. Governor Kelly has now signed 303 bipartisan bills into law, including 67 in 2019, 13 in 2020, 110 in 2021, and 96 in 2022. In Nebraska news, last November, the majority of Nebraskans voted to require a photo ID at the polls, and supporters have tried for years to pass a voter ID law in the legislature, saying it will help to secure Nebraska's elections. But so far, opponents have blocked it, although now it looks as though their efforts will come to an end. Senators say LB 535, introduced by Senator Julie Slama of Dunbar, will serve as the way to implement voter ID into law. The revised bill does not include previously proposed requirements to have a notary sign mail-in ballots or put restrictions on who could vote by mail. Instead, it allows any witness to verify a voter's identity. That means caregivers, significant others, volunteers, or even friends could help you to vote by viewing your ID and giving their signature. And Slama said that change will make voter ID more accessible to eligible Nebraskans. Opponents of voter ID, such as Civic Nebraska, said that Nebraska's elections are already secure and that requiring a photo ID would suppress a certain group of people. They said it would be a costly addition to voting that could detour elderly, rural, and low-income people from going to the polls or voting by mail. However, despite opposing the concept, they say these new revisions do fall more in line with the language that Nebraskans voted for than some of the other proposals in the legislature this year. The Government, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee will be meeting within the next few weeks to settle the language of the bill. Senator Danielle Conrad of Lincoln said they're working on creating a final version of the bill that's more acceptable to everyone to increase the chances of getting it passed. And Conrad added that senators are still working to finalize what IDs will be acceptable and how they'll be presented. Senators are hopeful that the bill will make it to the finish line before the session is over. A man is in custody after a two-hour-long standoff in Kearney on Saturday morning. According to the Kearney Police Department, officers were called to the Centennial Apartments at 7:35 a.m. regarding a domestic assault, and officers quickly identified the suspect to be 35-year-old Ryan Fuentes, who officers say has multiple criminal felonies. And because of this, officers called in SWAT to help. Officers attempted to make contact with Fuentes, who didn't respond, and they also found out that he was alone in the apartment. Later, officers found the victim, a 36-year-old female, had escaped the apartment prior to police arriving to the scene. At 9 a.m., emergency services were activated after multiple peaceful attempts to apprehend Fuentes failed. Tear gas was used at 11:10 a.m., and officers then made an arrest. Fuentes was taken to the Buffalo County Jail on multiple charges, including first-degree false imprisonment, terroristic threats, possession of a deadly weapon during a felony, and third-degree obstructing a peace officer. The Kearney Police Department said there is no ongoing threat. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Tuesday, April 4th, commissioners held an interview for the position of mechanic at the road department, and the commission and Rob reviewed with the candidate the position requirements and general description of the duties. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett for a five-minute executive session with Rob Lawson and County Clerk Robert Wyatt to be included for the purpose of non-elected personnel. After the executive session, the commission returned to regular session at 9:30 a.m., and the commission presented an offer to the candidate for consideration. The meeting was then adjourned until April 10th. And according to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, April 10th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department spoke with the commission about the position offered at the county shop for a mechanic. A decision was then held on the benefits and salary for making a return offer of the position, and Rob said that he will contact the applicant. Mark Polifka and Doug Minson with Foley Equipment were present to present bids on a 2023 140 15J motor grader, and the bid specifications were reviewed along with the options for warranty. Foley quoted a bid of $345,834.45, less $78,000 for the trade of the 2007 140 grader, making the trade difference $267,834.45. Brad Smith with Murphy Tractor and Equipment was present to deliver their bid for a JD670G motor grader, and again, the specifications for the machine were reviewed with questions on the warranty. JD quoted $371,582 for the machine with a trade allowance in the 2007 Cat 140H at $83,000, making the difference $288,582. The commission will review the quotes and make a decision next week. Rob then reported to the commission that road signs have been placed on E3, E5, E7, and E9, restricting traffic to local only with no commercial traffic. And this is for safety concerns during the U.S. Highway 383 road construction. Rob reported that a mower tractor operator has been hired, and a start date will depend on the moisture and conditions. The commission then asked that Rob review Eagles Road for preparation of the detour, and it was also recommended that documentation be done to the current condition. A memorandum of understanding was reviewed and signed by the chairman. The memorandum of understanding was for three bridges on Road A, Norton to the Furnace County state line. The memorandum was necessary for the Kansas Department of Transportation. Bridge 690-533-303 is 50% ownership Norton County and 50% ownership Furnace County. Bridge 690-537-403 is 50% Norton County and 50% Furnace County. And Bridge 690-557-003 is also 50% Norton County and 50% Furnace County. Norton County will maintenance the bridge and complete its inspections according to the agreement. Brandon Schultz with the Norton Rural Fire Department was in to request a signature from the commissioners, as Brandon explained that the Norton Rural Fire was applying for a grant through Pioneer Seeds, and since the department was a nonprofit, the commission signature was required. The commission approved and signed the document. Several mid-month checks were presented to the commission for review and signature, and upon review, the vouchers were approved. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the March 31st, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. And the meeting was then adjourned until April 17th of 2023. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have scalloped chicken, corn, sweetheart pears, cucumber slices, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets, fruit, cubed cheese, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shaved turkey, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day the FFA will be in Colby, the Blue Crew at 2:23, and at 5 p.m., the Norton Junior High School, Norton Community High School combined site council meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 88 and breezy with a south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 57 and breezy with a south wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 89 and windy with the winds south 20 to 30 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms and increasing clouds with a low around 57 and windy with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour on Thursday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m., otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 75 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. should be mostly sunny with a high near 60 and breezy. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 71. On Monday, sunny with a high near 76. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 67%. The wind speed is south at 17 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.89. The dew point is 45 degrees. And the current wind chill is 51 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped a heartbreaker to the Texas Rangers as they fell 8-5 on Tuesday night down in Arlington. Jordan Lyles got his third start of the season and kept the Royals in the game. The Royals gave up three runs early but bore down the rest of the way, did Lyles. Over his final 3 1/3 innings of work, he gave just one run and one hit en route to the no decision. The Royals trailed for much of the night against Texas and were behind the Rangers from the third inning all the way up until the ninth inning, when MJ Melendez was able to tie the game on an RBI single to right field. The Royals then took their first lead of the night in the 10th inning on a Michael Massey sacrifice fly. Ultimately, though, the Rangers outlasted the Royals in the bottom of the 10th as they tied the game on an Adolis Garcia RBI single, then catcher Jonah Heim walked it off with a three-run home run to right field. The Royals will now turn to Brad Keller to help avoid the sweep in the series finale against Texas coming up this evening. Keller will be hosted by Nathan Eovaldi. First pitch is set for 7.05 p.m. KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a ridge of high pressure over the central part of the country that is giving us a fairly mild start to the morning. Meanwhile, we have a system now over the eastern part of the Rockies that is going to produce a developing low pressure system that will strengthen, bringing us strong south winds both today and tomorrow. With low humidity, especially in western and northern Kansas, a red flag warning for high fire danger in effect both today and tomorrow, with wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour in a few locations, and the threat of severe weather emerges in central and eastern Kansas on Friday night. For northwest Kansas today, that red flag warning posted with a high in the upper 80s today. Then for north central Kansas, sunny and breezy with a high 85. Northeastern Kansas, sunshine, breezy, 82 later on this afternoon. Southwestern Kansas, our high in the upper 80s today with a gusty south wind. South central Kansas, sunny, breezy today with a high in the low 80s. And in southeastern Kansas, dry weather continues, a gusty south wind with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much, Dan Holliday. Now, cattle made new contract highs again on Tuesday, with feeder cattle leading the charge. Lower corn futures and cash optimism supported the markets. Hogs came under pressure after initially posting gains, and packers were unaggressive and not paying more for hogs. Now, corn futures are higher this Wednesday morning after falling Tuesday in the aftermath of the USDA March supply and demand report. Soybean futures rallied off the report on Tuesday despite the lack of any changes on the U.S. balance sheet. Now, wheat prices reacted negatively to the USDA reports as ending stocks increased by 25 million bushels due to increased imports and less domestic use. This has been a check of the markets and the weather. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Your farm, your way. That's how it should be for all decisions on your operation, including carbon farming. With more qualifying practices, Carbon by Indigo gives you the flexibility to generate carbon credit income in ways that work best for your farm. Right now is the best time to enroll in Carbon by Indigo and maximize your credit income potential. Sign up by May 1st to generate carbon credits for qualifying practice changes you've made dating back to Harvest 2021. Carbon by Indigo is partnering with ag businesses to help farmers create a carbon farming plan.